Psalm 77. I cried to God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he listened to me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord, even when my sores were running in the night and didn't stop, and my soul refused to be comforted, even then I remembered God. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. So even when you're in your worst possible situation, you turn to God. Now, we have a tendency to turn to God only when we've tried all the other options, and we try medicine and we go to the doctor and we try this and that and it doesn't work. And then, maybe God can help me. But we should turn to God straight away, immediately, in everything. As he says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. Even when he says that apparently he's still sick and his sores are bleeding and oozing, he still turns to God, even when there's no immediate answer. I'm so troubled, he said, that I cannot speak. I think about the days of old, the years gone by, and I remember my song in the night. I talk with my own heart, and I search my own spirit. So this is how we should be, that at night, if you can't sleep, that you think about God and you search yourself. Will the Lord cast us off forever? Will he be favorable to us no more? Is his mercy gone forever? Does his promise fail forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger stopped all his tender mercies to us? I said, well, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. I will remember your wonders done long ago. I will meditate about all your work and talk about all your doings. So he's saying, well, although God is not coming through for me right now, as I ask, that doesn't mean, he's thinking, that actually God is not gracious, because God has been gracious in the past, not just to me, but to God's people of old. And so this is how we should be. Some people get very discouraged because they say they pray to God and they don't get any answers. Well, that is something that's built into human experience, but that doesn't mean that God, in fact, is not sensitive to us. And you've got to remember that God has done great things for us in the past, and we must never forget those things. And we must never think that God has not actually done the great things for other people. He has. You've got to keep on remembering that when it seems that our prayers aren't answered. You are the God that does wonders. You've declared your strength among your people. With your arm you saved your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God, and he's talking about the waters of the Red Sea. They were afraid and ran away. The clouds poured out water and the skies sounded and your arrows went forth. The voice of your thunder was in heaven. The lightnings lightened the world and the earth trembled and shook. Your way is in the sea and your path in the great waters and your footsteps are not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. So he's saying all this, feeling that, well, God has not answered my prayers as I want right now at this moment, but I do accept that God did wonderful things at the Red Sea, involving, as far as we see here, earthquakes and lightnings, even though that's not actually recorded in Exodus. And he says, your path is in the great waters, your footsteps are not known. There is a sort of a bit of a mystery to how God works. And that is quite right, that you cannot necessarily see God's path, but you know that it's there, that he has a purpose. And especially when your prayers are not answered, it's easy to think that, well, where are your footsteps? I can't see your ways, O God. But that does not mean that he is not active. He does have a great purpose for us in the end, even though immediately at this moment we may not be able to see how or why it's working out.